All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more stronger, wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path that you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world, sins arose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, or evermore, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening. Supporting means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anybody who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you too. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you as well. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, encounters with the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP, immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the sun comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp of oil. Let us stay on our purpose of calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people. Most definitely stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Fear God and keep the commandments. Know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Work out your own salvation, trembling fear, and be a doer of the word. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, memorials, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart. Keep the law in your mind, your inward parts. Keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward in your journey, people, forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God, your life, always. People, give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way, truth, life every single day, forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I'll love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I'll close out with the prayer. I will close out the priestly blessing. And I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son who died for the world since rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right. Your nightly prayer is on Psalm 122, verse 1. Starts off with a different scripture. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the sinless high priest. Devotion based on Hebrews 4. Jesus understands through experience, touched with feeling means he sympathizes from personal knowledge. Infirmities covers all human weaknesses, all points tempted, leaves no category untouched, yet victory in all. He's been where you are without becoming what you've become. Perfect sympathy from tested Savior. He doesn't just know about your struggles, he knows your struggles. Understanding high priest offers more than sympathy. He offers victory. He's already won. Amen. We touch and agree. Acts reflection, adoration, understand the Savior. You know my weaknesses from experience. You sympathize with perfect compassion. I worship God in spirit of truth. Thank you, Messiah. Thank you, High Priest. Confession, I confess, forgetting you understand my every struggle at times. Thanksgiving, thank you for being touched by my infirmities. Thank you for shedding your blood for our sins. Supplication, help me through today's temptations, knowing you understand. We touch and agree. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, verse 1, the prayer. Dear Lord, tonight as I lay my head down and seek peace, I pray that your perfect love would cast out all fear, free me from anxiety and hold my thoughts captive, hedge me in and build walls of protection around my mind like the ramparts of Jerusalem. My thoughts wander and stray away from you. At times, memories of mistakes and missed opportunities replay themselves in my mind's eye, seeking to shame me and rob me of my sleep. Be my protector and bring my lost consciousness back into your comforting embrace. There is peace within your walls, Lord Jesus, and I can genuinely repose in your presence. Deliver me tonight from intrusive thoughts and usher me into blissful sleep. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We touch and agree. Prayer for your community. Just prayers for those who need shelter and healing for all those out there on the world. A lot going on. So our prayers are for all, man, you know, most definitely. Let's continue on with the daily prayer based on Luke 24, verse 31. Quote, it starts off with a quote, Christ walks with us even in our sorrow and confusion, quote. Scripture of the day. And their eyes were open and they knew him. Luke chapter 24, verse 31. Prayer. As I'm traveling through life and when I experience moments of sadness because it seems they're not with me any longer, I'll be reminded of Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 45. I'll remember that your word declares that you will never leave me nor forsake me. When I'm sitting in silence and solitude, reveal yourself to me. When I'm fellowshipping with others, reveal yourself to me. When I'm walking throughout my day, attune my heart and spirit so that I could tell when you are in my midst. Unlike the disciples who remained fearful from the attack of the religious and other people, I will live loud and unashamed in front of those who desire to judge me because I know who is with me and in me. Walk with me, Jesus. Speak to the areas of my life that need your calming presence. I am open and available. I'm ready for your revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree. Just Bible in the Year, the Traveler. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by confusion or sorrow, not realizing that Jesus was right beside you? The story of the travelers on the road to Emmaus is a powerful reminder that Jesus walks with us even when we do not recognize him. These two disciples were deep in conversation, sharing their sense of loss and disappointment over the events surrounding Messiah dying for our sins. And raised up 3 days later, they were rejoined by a traveler who listened to their story and then opened the scripture to them, explaining that all these events were part of God's plan. Amen. Fruit of the Spirit, action, humility, take a break from your self-promotion and let your work speak for itself, people. Most definitely touch and agree. Let God get all the glory forever in every situation. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Prayers for all peoples, all demographics, all nations, all countries, all the earth, everywhere, most definitely. Praise the Lord. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is the name above all names, the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of the Lamb's book of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Yahuwah Elohim, Jah, Yah, Yehovah, Yah, Jah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He's the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna in the highest, peace from heaven to the King, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, the King with multiple crowns, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, very beautiful King, conquering King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the lie of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my safety, my defense, my deliverer, my salvation, my redeemer, protector, provider, our safety, our defense, our praise, our song, our helper. Praise him, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of the harvest, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God. Yes, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, the praise of the children, the praise of the poor. Yes, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life. Yes, the same yesterday, today, forever. The abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock of Israel, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd, the bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, the son of Abraham, son of David, son of God, son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbani, the suffering symbol, the star out of Jacob. Yes, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the same yesterday, today, forever. The manna from heaven, the bread of life, the bread from heaven, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth. Amen. He's the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The way everlasting, the stone of Israel, the stumbling stone of the offense. Yes, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word of Yehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah, praise him most definitely. We know that his word is pure, fine, silver, fine, and first of clay, seven times David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Let me touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your personal life. Keep God first and trust him for every people. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.